Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, September 1st, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Survivors of devastating South Asian floods resume lives as rains recede. Another crackdown in Central Asia on a ministry. And a Christian agency works to prevent missionary burnout. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in West Bengal, where millions of survivors throughout the region have begun returning to their homes. Monsoon-triggered floods drowned vast tracts of land and killed thousands. The devastation hit ministry hard, forcing it into a rebuilding phase. Bible League's David Moore says he spoke with their director, Anup.
Anup said that many Bible studies were curtailed during the month of July because of these floods. People just simply could not reach. He said there were 100,000 people cut off from civilization for about a week in regards to this rain.
Moore says their work in Medinpur province will change as the rains recede. At the moment, their ministry team is facing considerable need.
From mid-August until present, the rains have subsided somewhat. But he said in Calcutta City right now, it's been raining for the past 2 days. And he said roads are washed out, so on and so forth. Because of the floods, many of the poor people have lost their homes. They've lost their possessions. Of course, they've lost their crops.
Next, although many countries boast about religious freedom, the actual practice doesn't always follow. Farms International's Joseph Richter tells us about a recent crackdown on believers in a security-sensitive Central Asian country.
The reports I get are that 63 men that have been working in the ministry have been arrested, and some of them, almost 40 of them, have been held close to a month now with no formal charges being filed.
There is very little information being released on this situation, and what's more alarming is the fact that Christians are being relabeled as terrorists.
One of the questions for the church is whether efforts should be made to try to release these men, and the prevailing thought is generally when there's a lot of effort in that direction, then more and more names are exposed and more danger is exposed for the church in general.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The death of a fellow Klansman gave Christians in Papua New Guinea a chance to share their faith last weekend. New Tribes Mission reports several young men died recently in a small village. According to tradition, the tribe is expected to sacrifice a pig to purify the ground, but believers pleaded with them not to, giving testimony to their faith in Christ. While most of the community attended, believers became burdened to do more Bible teaching in an effort to lead the lost to Christ. What do missionaries do when they've reached a breaking point? If they're with the Evangelical Free Church, they go to Hank Griffith for help. EFCA uses retreats, counseling, and rest to combat wear and tear on the job. Griffith compares his job to the mechanics who work to keep a trucking firm on the road.
They need people behind the scenes that are changing the oil and doing the maintenance, and so we try to take care of our people, giving them care, helping them to know how to care for themselves in various ways, and then we also help them when there are crises. It would be like when the truck breaks down. We're there also for them in those times.
Griffith says missionaries, by nature, are pioneers.
The tendency is just to push, 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 to the point that burnout is a fairly common thing among missionaries, and they're doing it out of a dedication, a love for the Lord, a passion for the lost, a love for people, but often don't know how to put those necessary boundaries and just have balance in their lives.
And finally, on a personal note, this will be my last broadcast as your regular news anchor for Mission Network News, a position I've been fortunate enough to fill since its inception over 13 years ago. Others will take my place, as Mission Network News will continue to be the number one source for information on what God is doing around the world. I thank the many writers, reporters, and producers I've had the pleasure to work with over the years, with special thanks to our current production team headed by Greg Yoder and Ruth Bliss. And most of all, I thank you for listening. You have been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the book, A Force in the Earth, by Dr. David Shibley of Global Advance, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The book is a passionate plea for all Christians to mobilize to fulfill the Great Commission. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.